Gittin Perek Tes Mishnah Tes Be'ezus Hashem. We're learning the last two Mishnayis of this Masechta. Yotze Shmo Bo'im Mikudeshes. Here we're talking about a woman. There's no Eidim that she's married. Yotze Shmo Bo'im means there's a coil of some sort. It's rumors people are saying is the Isha Pnuya, but it's not just Stam. The Gemara says it's not just Stam words. There was something to it. The Gemara narrows down the case, is very specific. This is not Stam Akoil, but this is Edim come to Bezdin, and they say that they saw what's called in the Gemara Neres Dolkim Umitois Mitzois. That means there's the chairs and all the props of the Chatzna are ready. People are coming in and out of the house, and they say Plonis Niskatcha Ayoim. That means there's real, it sounds that way. So then the halachas harezim kudeshes. Then we assume, even without having Edim that actually saw the Mais Kedushin, that she's mekudeshes, and we treat her as such. Won't let her get married. Migureshes. Harezim migureshes. We're talking here about the same woman. The reason why we assume she was married was based on a koil, a starker koil, but at the end of the day, we don't have Edim that she's married. If there's a koil that's yotzolah, that she's migureshes, so then we could take away the original status quo that we gave her, that she was married. The Gemara explains that if there were Edim that actually saw her get married, so you have to have Vadai Edi Gerushin in order to be Matir Lashuk. We're talking here about a not Vadai, there's a Stomius, how you dare the curl that she's Mekudeshes. If there's a Stomius that she's Mekudeshes, and over here the Stomius doesn't have to be you saw Edim with Mitas Mutsois, with Nez Dolkos. That's not what it means. It means like there are Edim, Mipi Edim. I can say there's a solid enough curl that we could see her as Migureshes B'mokum, where we didn't have her Mikudeshes B'vadai. Now, it stands to reason, the Gemara points this out, that if the coil of Gerushim Yoisiplein is what's dispelling the Mikudeshes Loisiplein, she can't marry a coin. Says the Mishnah, Bovat Shalai Hesham HaMaslo. This idea that the Gerushin dispels the Kedushin is Bovat Shalai Hesham HaMaslo. What does that mean? That means, what happens if there's a Maslo always means an excuse, a story. So we have this in the Mishnah Ksubis when a woman says, L'moshel she's Mekudeshes, and she explains to us that she didn't really mean to ask herself, no shavi anafshka dikadisur. She said it because it was somebody bothering her to get married. She wanted to say, I'm married already. So the story over there explains away the shavi anafshka dikadisur. Over here, what we're talking about is that there's a story over here that could take away the ability of the koel gerushin to undo the koel kedushin. Why? Because the koel gerushin over here was gerushish pliny. It's ishte al tanai. So Mamela, it's only Al Tanai, it wouldn't be Mavatl the Kedushin. So the Rishonim that learned this way, Ravid, Ritva, other Rishonim, they're going to understand that when you have a Vadai Koil Kedushin, when you have a Shtaka Koil Kedushin that's based on evidence, Mita Mutas, Nez Dolkos, you won't be Mavatl the Kedushin Al Yidei, an iffy Koil of Gerushin. Other Rishonim argue, and Ban argues very stark on this Ravid, and he says no. He says if the Kol Kedushin wasn't a Vaday Mamish with Edim, then the Kol Gerushin would be Mavatl. The Mishnah that says Mavatshalay Shem Amasa is talking about something else. What happens? Let's say there's a Kol of Gerushin on a woman. Her husband died afterwards, so she's Mutaz Lashok. The Shaila is whether she got a get, and that would answer her to a Kohen. And the Kol Gerushin is enough to say, oh, we won't let her get married to a Kohen. If there isn't a maslo where that koil came from, so we'll undo that amaslo and we'll allow her to marry a koin. Completely different case, and that's the way the Ramban learns the Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Beishamay oimrim lo yigarish odom is ishtoi elim kein motza badova erva. This is the finale of the Masechta. We've been learning about Gittin. When does a husband have the din, or when is he encouraged to be Megarish his wife, Kolosh na posuk, ki ikach ishisha, umotzebo ervas dover. It sounds like the reason why he's divorcing her is because he can't live with her. Not because he's in the mood or he's not in the mood of continuing a marriage with her. No. It's only ki motzebo ervas dover. That's where the Torah gave an out called Gerushin. The Gemara explains, Tzadik, it seems also like a sugi in Ksubis, The avada doesn't only mean, that doesn't mean that he could only divorce his wife only when he found her al pi edim that she was mizana, which is uncommon that the mamish edim that saw her be mizana should be asur labayla, even if there was a koil yotza, she was misnag with pritzus. Even though al pi ikir halacha she's muteres loy, there he's definitely allowed to, and it's okay al pi the posuk for him to be megasher. Mufarshim speak about sparichus. This is the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel loymim afilu higdicha tavshiloy. Shenemar ki motzu bo erev az dover. Beis Hillel says, even if she spoiled his soup, she burnt his supper. Higdicha tavshiloy. She burnt his tavshil. Why? The pasuk says, ki motzu bo erev az dover. The way he reads it is, ki motzu bo erev az, either erev or dover, or something that is not in the mood of. Rabban Beis Hillel holds that kimotzu bo epis, he had a reason. Rabbi Kiva goes one step further. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, afilu, motzu aches no himeno, even if he decided he's not in the mood of her anymore, he found another woman that he likes more. Shenemar v'hoyom le'sintzachin be'enov. Now if it's motzu bo dover ever, it's nothing to do with whether he likes her or not. It's an objective decision that's the right thing for him to be megayish. Rabbi Kiva says obviously that's not the point. The point is, v'hoyom lo sintzachein be'enov, he's allowed to be megarisha. Now, does a gerishin yeah work or not work? Lefi these three shittas, avada the get would be chal. On the other hand, is Rebbe Kiva encouraging this type of behavior? So it's hard to know exactly what the machlokes is. So Shaila really had a dash in the posuk. According to Beis Shammai, kimotzu bo erva is dover. According to Beis Hillel, kimotzu bo erva or dover or something else objectionable. By the way, it doesn't mean higdich tavshila. The Gemara explains doesn't mean stam. One time he got mad at her. That's bad midos. What we're talking about over here, that there's something bad, some objectionable, a certain isnagos or a certain midos that he finds undesirable. He finds that the things that are about her that don't make her a good wife. Rebbe Kiva is the one who seems to make it arbitrary. It's hard to know exactly what the machlokes is. The drush svarim understand that there's something deeper going on over here. The last Mishnah in Gittin, Mistama has some type of insight. The same way we said that in the fifth parak of Gittin, in Parak HaNezokin, is all the sugis of Churban Bayesheni, because Gittin really is the state of taking apart two things that belong together. The ultimate Shidduch, the ultimate Ish V'Isha, Shechina Beneim, Sholem Beneim, Shem Hashem Beneim, is of course the chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Mefarshim point out over here that this whole Mishnah of how to dash and when he can be Megarish is only on Ishtay HaShniyah. Ishtay HaRishoyna, which is the ikur zivug of a person, over there we say HaMizbeach Yer Moirid Mois, and over there Avada, he shouldn't divorce her unless it's extremely extenuating circumstances. Loshon the Gemara is called Megarish Ishtay HaRishoyna Afilu Mizbeach Moirid Loved Mois. The Maral explains that the Mizbeach is the place that connects the Shem. The Ish comes down min HaShemayim ala Mizbeach, and it connects Shemayim v'Oret. Ish is doime to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Isha is doime to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Zivug Hogun of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Breaking apart a Zivug is breaking apart Shemayim v'Oret. It's breaking apart Klal Yisrael from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avada, it has to be understood in Hashkofa that that is the Yiddish Hashkofa. Marriages are meant to be forever. The Mishnah over here is talking about a certain level in a Zivug Sheni where it's all Lefi Maisov. So Lefi Maisov, if it doesn't shtim, it doesn't shtim. And then we have the three Shittas. We finish Be'ez Hashem B'Seches Gittin. And the Velt says we're Magdim, even though the Gemara always says we're Magdim, a good absurd to Peronis. Over here we're Magdim Peronis to Kiddushin. How the Kiddushin itself works, how marriage does work, not how marriage is dissolved, will be a Mitzvah Hashem, the subject of the next Mitzvah.